Israel and the Arab States. Indeed, I doubt whether we would have fulfilled our aims of revolutionizing the Jewish sociological and economic pattern and creating a Jewish labor force and labor movement if it had not been for the outbreaks of Arab violence, particularly in the years 1921, 1929, 1933, and during the 3 years of disturbances from 1936 to 1939. I've already mentioned that many of us came to this country with the definite intention of laboring with our hands. We wanted to build our own home ourselves. We wanted to normalize the Jewish economy, and we wanted to change the traditional attitude of ghetto Jews towards manual work, which had been forced upon them by political and economic restriction and persecution. But there were a number of Jews here who had no such ideological purpose, and who were perfectly content to let the Arabs do the physical work. With the hostility of the Arab leadership, however, Jewish farms and workshops and public utilities could no longer be dependent on Arab labor. And so Jews found openings in all branches of work, from ditch digging and road building to farming. This was most beneficial to the shaping of a healthy society. Again, I do not say that we would not eventually have achieved this, but the transformation of a community of shopkeepers and intellectuals into a normal community based on a preponderance of manual workers would not have been as rapid if it had not been for Arab hostility.